Welcome everybody to this podcast that we call Boss Battle.
Boss Battle?
Boss Battle.
Number two.
It is number two. We've come a long way, baby, and we ain't stopping yet. In this episode, we've got for you, check this, just envision it in your mind's eye. It's Wii games we'd like to see, but basically Wii games centered around stuff that happens in real life, reality Wii games, what you could use to adapt to reality, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, well, I've just written down possible weird concepts for Wii games.
There we go. See, Shigeru Miyamoto is probably listening, and if you see any kind of abstract games just come out, probably based around masturbation or, I don't know, abuse, just, you know, accredit that to us. So, shall we kick this off?
Send some cash our way. Yeah? Would you like me to start?
Sure, go for it. You just burn off your first one.
The first one of my three, well, I've gone for like a kind of occupational route here.
Ooh.
And the first one is toilet cleaning.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like the sound
of
that.
The aim of the game would be to progress to cleaning the Waterloo station toilets.
Waterloo in London, right?
Yeah.
Just for any Americans out there who don't, in fact, know what Waterloo is. It's in London.
And the toilets there are pretty gross and pretty dirty, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it, really.
So that's...
Not too outlandish.
What would be the objective of it? What would be, like, the progression of doing the toilet cleaning?
You would start... Are you talking about incentive, or just...
Well, kind of like a start and end point, I guess.
Okay, start point... You'd be in, like, I don't know, some palatial manor where there's barely any dirt anywhere, so you don't really have to clean that much, so you get to train your skills.
Right.
And then you end up in Waterloo Station, you know, kind of dirty, lots of toilets.
And,
see,
you know,
where I'm going.
Potential crack addicts spitting in your ears and or
exactly.
Trying to stick genitals down your throat. Right. And this palatial start off, would it be like the mansion in Tomb Raider 2?
No, not really. It'd be kind of like the boss's mansion in Streets of Rage.
Wow. You mean like the three-floored thing, or however many floors there were?
Yeah, just like that.
That mansion was awesome. Is it the exact same mansion?
Yeah.
So, is it somehow adapted to Streets of Rage, this game?
Yeah, Streets of... I don't know.
Streets of Rage.
Expletive deleted.
The toilet cleaning stages.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Streets of Rage Redux.
Ah, I always like it when people use Redux and things.
Yeah.
It makes me feel content in my life.
Wait, it can have a subtitle.
A further
Grime
sometime.
Is crime.
Grime is crime.
Yeah.
The Streets of Rage Redux, Grime is crime.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we farmed this idea into something that could potentially change the face of civilization. And hatch off a whole new breed of child toilet cleaners who, you know, also play
That's
Streets
bound
of
to
Rage.
Happen.
Well, you know. Wii games just turn kids into anything they play, basically. Which is why my first Wii game.
Yeah, your first one.
My first Wii game. Get this. Wii Wife Beater. How's that, right?
That's excellent.
How is that?
Yeah.
See, the basis of this game would be, it'd start off perhaps, I don't know, in a bar in some sort of southern state in America. You got to scope out your potential down-on-her-luck kind of girl who you think will take a decent beating, kind of a good roughage.
Right.
And based on whoever you pick, it will kind of give you an easier time. So let's say you start off with a really submissive kind of housewife who, you know, you come home from work drunk as fuck, you punch her around the face. She apologizes for no specific reason because she's done nothing wrong. You just keep hitting her. And then you progress from that stage slowly upwards until I don't know, you get to some sort of wife who's probably an ex-boxer herself or something, and it's literally a fight. It's literally like playing perhaps Fight Night or something. And it's just duke it out until one dies, basically.
How is it handled? Is it like a first-person thing, or is it a third-person?
It's like Wii Boxing, you know, on the package, Wii Sports package, kind of like that. Where you're using the nunchucks to maneuver around and stuff. But I'm thinking perhaps you can integrate items into the process. Like you can pick up household, like a chair or something, or like a remote control and just smash around the face with it.
I think you should add like RPG elements to it as well, so you could have like perhaps a bangle or something that would give you extra strength, and like a tunic, like a wife beater's vest. Yeah.
What, so like maybe like an extra strength beer?
Yeah.
Which anesthetizes the senses, so that you feel less bad. Maybe there's like a gauge. Like your conscience meter.
The humiliation gauge.
Like the more and more you get in, the more momentum you build up, the more humiliation there is.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah, this could be amazing. This could be great. Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, great, yeah. And that's my first choice.
Right. So my third one.
Second.
Is. Oh, second, sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Skipping ahead.
Is, he's jumping on the celebrity bandwagon, and it's Paris Hilton's PA.
Okay, and how would this work?
I thought you could integrate different aspects from different games. Like you could have maybe a bit of Phoenix Wright in there.
Ooh, I like it.
Then like, I don't know. Like, the way I see it would be like a Wario world game.
Right.
You know, with like those loads of 30-second mini games.
Okay. Which
so you'd have to like, I don't know. It's not a fully developed idea.
It'd have to be a bitch. A bitch minigame. Or record your own single minigame where you could, attempt to create something semi coherent.
Or the wipe the sperm off your chest minigame.
Night vision minigame. Try and get the cock in your mouth. That kind of thing, yeah?
Exactly.
Wicked. Sell the sex tape minigame. How much money can you make via the internet?
That's pretty excellent.
There's so much potential for this. Maybe the game could come with like a Chihuahua peripheral.
Yeah.
Yeah? Which would actually
like
be
a Chihuahua adapter for the controller.
Yeah. And you just have to keep it under your arm the whole time. You wouldn't actually do anything, but the Wii would sense when you're actually holding the Chihuahua, and that's when the game would work. Otherwise, it would just freeze, and nothing would happen.
Maybe it just works by the little microphone on the Wii remote. And you just have to keep saying, oh my gosh, or something.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That could work. Well, there could be a mini game where it would involve you just saying, oh my gosh, over and over again. Or, that's hot. Kind of like, Brain Age. Like how you have to speak into it when it tells you to say certain things.
Yeah.
Or like the speaking games on that. Like it would tell you to say, that's
like
hot.
The red, yellow things. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. That's hot. Oh my gosh. That's hot. Oh my gosh. That's hot. Kind of just a rhythm kind of game, even. Where you've got to do that. I could see that working. Yeah.
Excellent.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I guess it's on to number
your
two.
Your second idea. Yeah.
Right. See, this is it's kind of a late movie tie-in for the Wii. And it is.
What is it?
It's Trainspotting the game. Basically, what would happen is you take control of an assortment of the Trainspotting cast and essentially play out parts of the movie For instance, there would be like a shooting heroin minigame where you'd have to find the vein, but like the hand on the screen would kind of jiggle, so you'd have to kind of line it up without actually hitting a nerve or something and, you know, fucking up your arm.
Yeah.
There would also be a have sex with an underage girl minigame. Whereby you'd go to a bar. It's funny how a lot of my Wii games seem to take place in a bar somehow.
In a bar, yeah. Not the best place for kids to be.
Well, I'm trying to give them a head start on life here.
Mm.
And I'm hoping heroin intake and wife beating is the perfect place to begin. But yeah, what you'd do is you'd go to a bar and basically try and get a teenage girl as drunk as you can. And when she reaches, like, a decent drunkness, you can then take her home. So, basically, you would have to pick drinks based on how much money you've got. So, you start off with, like, an allotted amount of money, and then you'd pick the most powerful drinks based on how much money you have.
Wow.
So, either frequency or the strength of the alcohol itself would determine.
Is there a limit? Can you go over a certain amount?
Well, when your money's
before
all
she
gone,
starts to die.
When your money's all gone, I think that's the limit. But I guess you could do that kind of thing, yeah. Like, try to avoid the paralytic kind of mode. Well, like it would flash up on screen, like, about to die. So you'd kind of buy her a coffee, and that would lower the level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, great idea.
I could see this working. Another thing I had for the game would be chasing a baby across the ceiling. But I was thinking that might just be like a loading screen kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, catch the baby with the crazy head that goes around in a circle. And then that would take you to the next stage, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which would be swimming in the toilet bowl to find your heroin suppositories.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you'd have like a gauge that would determine how much oxygen you have and how much heroin you need, basically. It wouldn't be a complicated game mode.
No.
No, chasing the dragon in a whole new way. Trainspotting the game. Sponsored by Ewan McGregor.
Hey,
and Spud, the other Ewan, Bremner, whatever his name is.
Ewan Bremner?
Is that his name? The other Spud, you know Spud.
I know Spud. And
Johnny Lee Miller. That guy is like the wind.
He's like the wind.
He's like the wind.
Wind between your lips.
He is the wind between every part of me. Yeah. I just can't get him out of my mind. Number three from you then.
Number three. I haven't really got a number three.
Oh, man.
I've got two, but they're both terrible.
Oh. Okay, what?
One is the worst idea that I could come up with, which would be reading on the Wii.
So what, would you like use a nunchuck or something to turn the page?
To turn the page, yeah.
Right.
If you get fed up with the book, you can just punch it. And, go to the next one.
Right, okay.
And the other idea is Wii Factory Worker.
Ooh. So yeah, like perhaps
which
you'd,
is really exciting.
Perhaps you'd work in Amazon or something, packaging things.
Yeah, but I really can't see it ending up in a good way.
What, you mean like suicide or something?
Yeah, suicide.
Is that something you're striving to avoid in the game? Potential suicide.
I don't know. I personally think it might actually be the aim of the game.
Okay, so the aim of the game is to reach
is
suicide.
The final untimely release of suicide, yes.
Right. Basically yours, after playing the game. The game would be essentially just a monotonous kind of function of packing boxes, and what the game would aim to achieve is your own personal suicide. So once
that's it.
Once
yes.
you've kind of shut the game off, gone to your cupboard and just downed a shitload of pills, that's when the game suddenly turns itself back on and says, well done, you're a winner.
Yeah.
And Shigeru Miyamoto does a little dance in the bottom of the screen.
Yeah. Yeah. The game obviously comes with a heart rate monitor and a bottle of cyanide.
Wow. That's awesome. That's great. Wii cyanide.
Yeah. Wii cyanide.
And Wii heart rate.
Yeah.
Great. I love that.
Yeah. So what's your third?
We want to hear my third, do we?
Yeah, of course we do.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, right? It's a game. It's a game for a little console called the Wii.
As have all the others been.
Yeah, you bet. And, it's called We Love to Touch Ourselves.
Oh,
basically, it's an exploration of the human form. And the aim of the game would be kind of like Trauma Center, but instead of opening people up, you just...
But is that really that precise?
What?
I mean, could you compare that to surgery?
No, it was just biological, basically, the connection there. There's no real... I'm not suggesting you open someone up and then stick your dick inside them. That's just fucked up. Yeah, the aim of this game would be perhaps to achieve some form of sexual release, I guess. And, you know, based on how quickly you shake the nunchuck, that would be simulation of how quickly you achieve that sexual release. And, I'm thinking perhaps you can unlock some sort of porn or something that would aid you in this kind of conquest. Maybe you start off, like, the first stage would be you in bed with nothing, and it would be harder to do. So you'd be shaking harder, shaking harder, shaking harder to try and achieve the release. And as it goes on, you get more and more material, I guess, to achieve it. Maybe there's different locations as well. Maybe there's, like, your bedroom, there's a sperm bank, there's...
There should be a back of a bus as well.
What, and like there's a meter that says you're about to be caught, and like you've got kind of dip down slowly and then dip back up to see who's watching and dip back down slowly.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. That would be solid gold.
You know where I see this game like really taking off?
No.
Online competitions.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So, like, the quickest...
LAN parties.
The quickest to achieve sexual release is the winner, basically.
Yes.
You say parties as well?
LAN parties.
LAN parties.
Yeah.
Well, there's people randomly jacking off over a LAN party. Yeah! I think the peripheral should be called the Wii Whacker. It should be an actual peripheral where it like sits it sits on like your coffee table, and there's like a synthetic kind of skin that you just tug on. And then at the end, like, a little pole comes out with like a flag on the end that says ejaculation. And you've won, basically. That's the end of the game. You are the winner, but are you really? Really? Are you sure you didn't just waste every moment of your time? You know, that's for the consumer to work out, you know.
Yeah.
Wii Fit, why? Just, you know, don't buy it and do it without buying stuff. this is just gibberish now. Should we cut this short?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back in a sec with more goodness.
Stay tuned.
Alright, welcome back to the glory that is Boss Battle. We're actually going to wrap it short this time, because, you know, we've pretty much hit gold with that last bit, and to be honest, we have no... Yeah, we're not going to say we haven't got no material, because we've got shitloads.
Yeah.
We just wanted to keep it short and fucking sweet. And that's what we've done. But what we do want to do right now is fill your ears with some information that you're going to love.
Oh,
do you want to hit him with it, Luke? Do you want to hit him?
Do I want to hit him?
Yeah. Hit him with it, Luke.
The address?
The information, yeah.
Okay, so www.myspace.com/bossbattlepodcast, all one word.
This is true, it is all one word. And it is so the home... It's the home of socialising, where people come together to talk about things mainly life-related. Think of it as a church, but better. Better than a church. We're better than religion. What can we say? We just strive to kick ass, basically.
Cool. So if you go there, you can add us. You can interact with us on a personal level, even though it's via the gated community of the internet.
Yeah. We'll comment you back. We might call your names, but it's just a term of endearment if we call you a stupid bastard. Because we tend to call everyone stupid bastards. It's just like, it's a friendly thing.
Yeah.
It's a nice thing.
That's how we roll.
It's how we roll, motherfucker. Okay? So that's it for this week. I'm Lou Lantos, and this guy is...
Luke Scanlon.
That's exactly what he is. It's on his name tag and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see you next week.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to today's podcast. This podcast has been easily made with the trial version of Ubercaster, the all-in-one podcasting solution for the Macintosh. Check it out at www.ubercaster.com.